So let's turn to Ezekiel, the 41st chapter. And I read about the first 7 verses, I believe. Afterward, he brought me to the temple and measured the posts, 6 cubits broad on the one side and 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. And the breadth of the door was 10 cubits, and the sides of the door were 5 cubits on the one side and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured the length thereof 40 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. Then went he inward and measured the post of the door 2 cubits, and the door 6 cubits, and the breadth of the door 7 cubits. So he measured the length thereof 20 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits, before the temple. And he said unto me, This is the most holy place. After he measured the wall of the house 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber 4 cubits round about the house on every side. And the side chambers were 3, one over another, and 30 in order. And they entered into the wall which was of the house, for the side chambers round about, that they might have a hold. But they had not hold in the wall of the house. And there was an enlarging and a winding about still upward to the side chambers. For the winding about of the house went still upward round about the house. Therefore the breadth of the house was still upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber to the highest by the midst. So there's 7 verses of the 41st chapter of Ezekiel, and now I'd like for the folks to come forward and sing their song.
Oh, dear, yet I blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Deeper, deeper, though it cost our trial, deeper let me go. Rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and watch the blessed Lord in thy precious holy till I come with us. Find me comfort, and it is on him it's perfected at last. Oh, dear, yet I pray, and I
thank you, folks, for helping me out with my message there, because that is a part of my message. And that last congregational song we had just before that, that's a part of it, too. It all goes together. And now, with my apologies, I'm going to try to sing a little song too, which is a part of my message. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me be hurled. For faith hath caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plan than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plan than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Now I want to read this seventh verse that I already read, and you're hearing again, and you can see which direction we're going and how these songs all fit into the text. And there was an enlarging and a winding about still upward to the side chambers. And the winding about of the house went still upward round about the house. Therefore, the breadth of the house was still upward, and so increased from the lowest chamber to the highest by the midst. Now this house he is talking about here, that was the temple back there. It was a type of the Church of God, the New Testament church. And everything in it was upward, going more upward, and an enlarging. The prophet Isaiah admonished you and me to enlarge our borders and strengthen our stakes and extend our cords. In other words, increase in the divine virtues and graces of God in our lives, and be able to take in more by faith than what we were before. Ever increasing, ever abounding more and more, ever going higher and higher. It's upward, and he said it's still upward, and then again he said still upward. There's no backing up to it. They sang the song, deeper, deeper. It also said higher, deeper, higher. In the love of Jesus, daily let me go. And that's the way it works, folks. One of the prophets, and I don't remember just where this text is now, but he said, they may take root downward and bear fruit upward. Now, Brother George Harmon used to tell us pretty often that the way up is down. As you go deeper, take root deeper, you can grow higher and mount up higher. I'm reminded of a story I either heard related or read about an airplane pilot. And he left one airfield to fly to another one. He hadn't gone very far till he became conscious of a noise that he recognized as the gnawing of a rat in his plane. Well, That was a matter of concern to him. He thought for sure there was a rat in there and it was gnawing on something, and maybe it was gnawing at the very vitals of his plane. His first thought was to turn around and get back to the field he left. He hadn't gone very far. Get back as soon as he could and land before anything happened. Then he remembered that rodents cannot live in high elevations. So when he remembered that, he just nosed his plane up, and he climbed and he climbed and he climbed in a real high elevation. When he leveled off up there, the gnawing of the rat in his plane wasn't heard anymore. He lost it there. The rodent couldn't live in high elevations. The things that gnaw at your soul and mind, the things that hold us down when we'd like to rise, the things that pull us back when we'd like to go forward, the rodents that gnaw at the very vitals of our souls and our relationship with Christ, just remember they can't live in high elevations. And just start climbing. Start reaching higher heights. Start eliminating the things out of your life that you're conscious that they're holding you back when you want to go forward and holding you down when you'd like to rise. Everything that you eliminate out of your life that's a hindrance to you, you climb a step higher. And that's the way we get higher. And the rodents can't live in high elevations. And as we climb higher, the little beggarly things of the self-life and the flesh life and the things of this world will just naturally cease in our lives, in our affections, in our thinking, as we climb higher. He said it was upward, and then he said again it was still upward, and then he said there was a winding about, still upward, always up, always higher, always increasing. And abounding more and more. That's the way of this Christian life. And that's the way that God wants you and me, and He's provided a recipe for us to climb higher, root down deeper, increase and abound more and more in the grace and love of Christ in our lives. Now, when Christ wanted to reveal himself in his glory, glory that his disciples hadn't seen yet, they had seen him heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out the lepers, or cast out the devils and cleanse the lepers and feed the hungry and all those marvelous and miraculous things. They'd seen that. But they hadn't seen his glory yet like he wanted them to see it. And when he wanted to reveal himself to them in a greater way, he took them into a high mountain apart by themselves. It's a little bit interesting to me to peruse the pages of God's Word and see the important things that happened on the mountains, in high elevations. The great things that involved spiritual revelations happened in the high plains. Folks, as long as we're groveling around down here in the low plane of the self-life and the flesh life and having to have our own way and do our own things and getting our feelings hurt, all those kind of things, we can't expect a great deal of spiritual revelation to our souls. That isn't where it is. It's on the mountaintops. It's in the high plains and the high elevations. God wants you and me to have victory. And that includes victory over ourselves. I teach the saints right along that there's more things to be saved from than sin. And that saints need some saving too. And one of the most important things, outstanding things that we need saving from is ourselves. Just getting victory over ourselves. Those little self things about your life, they'll hold you down just like big sins. Or anything else. They'll hold you down when you want to rise. And they'll pull you back when you want to go forward. We're instructed in the 12th chapter of Hebrews in verse 1. Run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, but we need to get up where we can see Jesus. The prophet Isaiah said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Did you note the order of that language? Arise, shine. You can't shine for God till you have arisen. We have to rise high above the beggarly elements of this world. One of our songs says, high above this world's confusion, walking close by Jesus' side, leaning on his loving bosom, is the church, his chosen bride. Living on a plane high above this world's confusion. High above the mists and fogs and traditions of human creeds. Up where the air is pure ethereal. The 12th chapter of Hebrews in verse 22, he says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Everything that God has anything to do with is on a high plane. He has raised us up together. Made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Whatever we say or whatever, we cannot shine for God while we're groveling around down here in the low plane of the self-life. Arise, shine. Get up above those things. God wants a victorious people, and not only does he want a victorious people, but he's made provisions for a victorious people. And for us to live victorious lives, and we want to see certain things in the church, and out of the church, certain manifestations flowing out from the church, We all want to see that. We want to see a victorious church and a powerful church. But did you know what it takes to make that? It takes victorious people. It takes people living victorious lives to produce a victorious church. And it takes people with the power of God working mightily in them to produce a powerful church. Did you know the church is going to be just what the people in it are? The average standard of spiritual life and power and grace and victory as manifested among the communicants of any church or congregation, that's going to be the average standard for that church. It's the people that's in it that's going to make it what it is. I have a text that goes right along with this in speaking of God's working in the church and in the body of Christ. And all he says, this is in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, about verse 16. He says, by that which every joint supplies in the effectual working in the measure of every part. Now what this is telling us is that God cannot do all of these things that he said without our cooperation. By that which every joint supplies in the effectual working in the measure of every part. Every one of us are going to need to be working effectually and supplying our share of the outflowing and interflowing of the divine virtues and graces of God from heart to heart, from soul to soul, for God to accomplish what he has in mind to accomplish. This cannot be done when we're down here on the plane of the self life. People that are plagued with the self life, self-interest, self-pleasing, having to have their own way and wanting to do their own thing, they cannot contribute their share as a member in the body of Christ to what the Scripture describes as the workings of God and his finished product in the body of Christ through that or by that which every joint supplies in the effectual working, the measure of every part. The clock's going around there. There's got to be some climbing, more climbing, upward, and round about, and still upward, and round about. He emphasized it the third time, still upward, still going upward, climbing higher. You come on the Mount Zion, if you want to see Christ in his glory, get up on the mountain. If you want heavenly associations, get up in the heavenly atmosphere. If you want to enjoy the wonders of a full and free salvation and the abounding of heavenly graces and goods, spiritual heavenly vision, get just near heaven as you can. Amen.
Joy, so much joy. You know, that's when you get salvation, you get joy.
Amen.
Been having fun, but you get joy. So unspeakable and full of joy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Salvation free, glad.